This recording, Zimbabwe 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been worked daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. I was born in 1974. My parents, they are still alive. I grew up in different cities because my father was a policeman. So my primary level, I finished it in Rusape. There we were learning, like, it was called Manyika language. It is similar to Shona, but then we end up in Harare. Then I meet Isaac there. So then we got married. We've got two kids until now. I come here in 2009. When I left Zimbabwe, it was not good. No food, no work, no jobs. Yeah, so we decided to come here to stay and find something to do, to support kids and to look after the families, you know. It is like this. In Zimbabwe, at first it was good because everyone worked, we earn money. But then when things goes wrong, like it was, 2007, 2008, everything was down. So here at least you can work, you can earn money, you can survive. But the only one thing is, it is tough to live home. You know that. But the education for there is good. That is the only difference. Yeah, and it is difficult for us to bring them here because of the papers and, you know. Yeah. So we only go home once a year. I'm a Shona. So I was born in Kwekwe. You know where Kwekwe is? You don't know. Yeah, when I was small, I used to play with whites before Mugabe said land, you know, what land things. So when all those things changed, yeah, it was like Zimbabwe was not good at all. It was bad. It's Khayelitsha. Difficult. Because you were not allowed to come out like late, they will attack you. In the morning, you have to look first. That can I go or not? What is happening outside? So at least you can go out if you saw that the taxi is coming, so that you can run fast and get into the taxi. If you walk like a free person, they will attack you. Yeah, most of them, they are gangster thieves and, you know, those who want drugs or what. They can even come and search you. They will not even search you. They can come and say, give me your phone. Like, and knife is in hand. So you always take your phone and give them like that. Once I was going to Athlone for work. Yeah, I was carrying my blanket. It was new. Then I was walking. There were no taxis or what, so I used to walk. And they come, three boys, but they were colors. And they harassed me. And they said to me, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm going to work. Give us that blanket." I just gave them. "Go, go, go. We don't want to see you here." And then that was like that. I was so scared. I couldn't even run because they were three. Okay, I'm a mother, right? I look after kids. I look after old people, right? So I know if I'm not like happy or I'm someone who can entertain so that those little kids, those old people might be happy somehow, some way.